This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, we bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty well, and I know we're going to talk about the draft quite a bit over the next 2 weeks, but usually we get a chance to catch up about the offseason in this first one. I am really curious, and I've heard some of your comments in the offseason. Is there any part of you that wished Jerry specifically wouldn't have said all in? Because that
no.
No? Okay.
I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in. And, everybody can have their own definition of what that means, but I've never not known us to be all in, nor have I known anybody we compete against not to be all in. It's, they have different strategies as to what that means, but at the end of the day, if you're not really all in trying to figure out how to put together a championship football team, then you shouldn't be in this league.
I definitely understand your point about different teams having different methods. For the Cowboys in the offseason, the different method that y'all went was spending by far the least amount of money in free agency. What would you say to the Cowboys fans who do not believe that y'all have spent this offseason building a championship roster?
Well, at the end of the day, you always can only, and we spend max money, year in and year out, all 32 can only spend the same amount of money over a five-year stretch. And when we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year, and we will have done that. And, what comes with having a good roster, which we do, and, we also, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then, that certainly you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
Can you kind of walk me through that strategy then of the next part for this season's team? Is it going to be, hey, we're investing heavily in draft to make sure we have the roster filled?
Well, we just look forward to a great draft, and we've got a lot of good young football players that we feel like can step up. But we do have the draft coming up. We expect some good things to happen for us there in terms of where we may have some holes. And then, of course, as I said, player acquisitions, 365 days a year. And expect that to be ongoing as well in terms of filling holes with players who aren't necessarily in the draft, but certainly understand where people are going to measure, whether you lose somebody or you replace them or don't replace them right then and there, then we understand that. But we certainly feel good about the direction we're headed. We like our roster. We like our football team. And right now we're focused on the draft, but we're also looking at other situations that could help our team out.
All right, Stephen Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. What carries more weight this season, adding around Dak for another run or Dak carrying even more of the load?
Well, I think anytime you have a great quarterback, that's part of what comes with accountability when you certainly make the kind of money Dak's making. But he had a great year last year. He was, I think, number two in MVP voting. Had a great season. Unfortunately, we didn't play. We didn't do what we needed to do to beat the Packers, and so we've just got to continue, to figure out what's in the best interest of this football team in terms of making it better and giving it the best chance to have success in the playoffs. We understand completely until we go have success in the playoffs, there's going to be frustration. I mean, we've won, for three seasons, we've won 12 games, which is, I think, as much as anybody over a three-year stretch. But we hadn't had success in the playoffs. And until that happens, we understand that we're going to be held accountable and people are going to look and have criticism.
You said you understand that y'all will be held accountable, and that definitely makes sense to me. Do you also feel accountable? Like you said, we'll
Absolutely.
Be held accountable. Do you feel accountable?
I feel as accountable as anybody in terms of the success of this franchise. And, of course, we want to have one of the top, if not the top, franchise, in the country, if not the world. And I think, certainly I think we do in terms of what our brand's valued at. We certainly want to have more success on the field. In terms of that part of it. But, as I said, we've had a lot of success during the regular season. We haven't had the success in the postseason. And we just, until we do that, we understand there'll be frustration. And I can tell you this, we'll be rolling up our sleeves and going to work.
When you talk about how the brand popularity and how successful the Cowboys are, do you get that sometimes, I'm not going to speak for other fans, sometimes people like me, I was born and raised in the Metroplex, when you pivot to we're the most popular team in the NFL, do you understand how sometimes that is frustrating for fans to hear because they don't really care about that part?
That's not what I just said. I said that's part of it. I said the other part is the success on the field. And we certainly expect to have that. And certainly know that that's what our fans expect to have. As I said, I think over the last 3 years, we've won 36 games, but we hadn't had success in the playoffs. And we know until we do that, there's going to be frustration and certainly expectation to do better than that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Steven, is the concern at offensive line, like we've all been very concerned about it, is that overblown, or do you feel that that is an area that needs to be addressed?
Well, we just think you have to continue to evolve as an offensive line, and certainly you hate to lose a player like Tyron Smith, who's going to, in my opinion, be a Hall of Famer. I think he's going to be wearing a yellow jacket, but at the same time, unfortunately, Tyron's had to miss a lot of games, and at some point you have to make those tough decisions. Certainly, you hate to you hate to lose Tyler at center in terms of what he had done for us, but at some point there, you got to make a tough decision that we can have him go to another team, and we can replace him hopefully, and have a center who's better. And we like the young guys that we've brought in here over the years. Not unlike Connor McGovern stepped up after being a backup, for 3 years. He stepped up and played really good at guard and then got awarded a contract in Buffalo. We have guys like Willetsko and Awesome Richards and, young players that are on the come. TJ Bass played really well for us last year. So obviously there are guys that our fans aren't as acquainted with as much because they hadn't played as much, but we feel like they can step up, not unlike Tyler did as a rookie at center, and play really well.
I did hear Tyler say that he was playing guard this year, and I was kind of curious if that – we're trying to figure that, juggling act out. Do you guys see a tackle with your first pick that in the draft that you're like, we feel comfortable – at that spot that one of these guys could take over that tackle position, or is there more like, hey, we might feel more comfortable swinging Tyler out there?
Well, versatility is a huge thing, and that's what Tyler Smith brings to the table, the fact that he can swing out there. And if we feel like there's a better fit at guard or center, and knowing that we have a player like TJ Bass there, then we can look at it. And as I said, we like our we like Willetsko. He's had a couple of things injury-wise, and we hadn't necessarily needed him. And same goes for Awesome Richards. We feel like we got some answers there at tackle. I think, the bigger thing is we've got a young player in Hoffman there at center. But, there's some guys that we may give a chance there to snap the ball. It's not out of the question that TJ Bass gets reps at the center position. So all these things will work into our strategy as we move forward.
All right. And then there was kind of a general consensus that Mozzie didn't quite live up to what we kind of wanted out of that spot. Do you feel like you can still draft at the one tech position despite having invested a first round pick in that last year?
Well, first of all, he didn't play as much as we would have liked. And I think, it was a little it was a learning process with him, learning what Dan wanted out of the defensive lineman. We knew when we drafted him out of Michigan, he was asked to play the one technique a little different than Dan likes to see it played. I think the way Zim's going to ask these guys to play is probably a little more in line with what he did at Michigan. But we feel really good about Mozzie. We happen to have some good veteran players, but that's one of the great things that happens when young guys get a chance to step up. Obviously Tolbert had a slow year his rookie year, but then stepped up and played really well, and we expect him to continue to grow as a receiver. It's not, it's not often that young guys get to step in and play right away. It doesn't always happen that way, especially on playoff teams, but we feel really good about Mozzie.
Steven, I know we got some time constraints today, but we're going to get to talk to you again on Friday. Appreciate the time today and look forward to catching up with you again on Friday.
Thanks a lot.
There you go. Stephen Jones, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.